This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Biden is calling on Israel to do more in protecting civilians in its war with Hamas.
Days after warning Israel risks losing international support over conducting indiscriminate bombing in Gaza.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
It was a message National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan gave in person to Israeli leaders.
Gratitude for the steps they're taking, but also to continue to urge them to take more, because we want to see them be more precise, more surgical, more deliberate, more cautious going forward.
Kirby says Sullivan talked about possibly transitioning from high-intensity operations
to lower-intensity operations sometime in the near future.
That came as Israel's defense chief predicted a drawn-out war, saying it will take months to destroy Hamas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said his goals in Ukraine remain the same.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was greeted with applause as he arrived at his end-of-year news conference in a hall in central Moscow. At the news conference, Putin said that his goals remain the same in Ukraine, and there would be no peace until they're achieved. The Russian leader also added a rare detail on the war in Ukraine, saying 617,000 Russian troops are currently fighting there. He also said that 244,000 of the 617,000 soldiers were called up to fight alongside professional Russian military troops. Putin, who has held power for nearly 24 years, said last week that he's running for re-election in March. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders granted Ukraine a major political win Thursday by agreeing to start membership negotiations at a time when its counteroffensive against Russia's invasion has failed to make major gains and the U.S. military has become more uncertain, or the aid. And Kirsty Kilborn with Reuters.
This is a historic moment.
In a major political win for Kyiv, European Union leaders agreed on Thursday to start membership talks with Ukraine. EU diplomats and officials said it was unexpected and that the green light came as Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who had for weeks said he would block a deal, agreed to leave the room, knowing the vote would go ahead. The European Council also decided on Thursday to open accession negotiations with Moldova, grant EU candidate status to Georgia, and also advance a bid by another hopeful, Bosnia and Herzegovina. For Ukraine, the talks themselves are likely to take years. The decision comes at a time when Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia's invasion has failed to make major gains, and U.S. military aid has become more uncertain.
Police have arrested three people in Denmark, one in the Netherlands, on suspicion of planning terror attacks.
Speaking at a news conference in Copenhagen, Flemming Dreher, the head of PET, Denmark's Security and Intelligence Service, said, "Today's arrests and the operation are based on an intensive investigation that PET has carried out in close cooperation with our foreign partners." He added the arrests in Denmark had threads abroad and were related to criminal gangs, singling out the band's predominantly immigrant gang known as Loyal to La Familia. He also cryptically said Danish police had a special focus on Jewish institutions, but did not provide more details. At a European Union summit in Brussels, Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said, "This is as serious as it gets, and I'm pleased with the work of the authorities." I'm Karen Chamas.
Several thousand female soccer fans will now have the opportunity to watch men's soccer in Iran.
Speaking at a news...
Female soccer fans in Iran have claimed a small win in their campaign to be allowed into stadiums to watch men's games after decades of near total exclusion and harassment. A photograph posted on social media by the campaign group Open Stadiums of three female fans inside the Azadi Stadium in Tehran on Thursday for the game between city rivals Persepolis and Esteghlal. Up to 3,000 tickets were set to be made available for women. FIFA President Gianni Infantino praised the progress. Though some women have attended selected games in recent years, Open Stadiums has said that too few fans could buy tickets and they faced harassment from morality.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.